Hello, everybody. This is going to be the first episode of The Lessons I've Learned. It's just going to be, I don't want to make it like this big, grand, extravagant, like, welcome to this new podcast. Like, I want it to be like, you know, having one-on-one conversations with somebody, because that's how you're going to be listening to it. Like, you're going to be listening to it literally, like, it's just me and you. And so that's how I kind of want to structure it. But yeah, this is going to be me just explaining and sharing all of the things that I've learned over the years. I've gotten told like I'm pretty, not even pretty, like I'm very wise and mature and insightful for my age. I'm only 23. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I've been through a lot of fucking shit, but hey, I just, you know, if there's some way, shape or form where I can like help people through the wisdom I've gained through my experiences, because wisdom is, to me, wisdom is any sort of circumstance that you went through without the negative emotion attached to it. With emotion, it's still trauma. So I've managed to detach from that negative emotion from all the experiences I've been through. And it's ultimately made me who I am today. So yeah, I just wanted to start sharing stuff with you guys, and hopefully this will help you. Because I talk to my friends a lot, and like a lot of the things that they're going through or the things that they go through, I've had to deal with myself. And I feel like I don't want to talk like I know everything, but I do feel like I am able to help people in certain aspects or in ways that they haven't thought about themselves, or I may be, you know, more wise in certain departments to fix certain situations like that. So today we're going to talk about identity. It's a weird word, to be honest, because if you really think about it, it's like, it's just like what you are. And the actual definition, the actual definition of identity is the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. Now that just reading that is a little confusing, but I'm going to go through my thought process, and then it'll make sense in the end. It'll all make sense. It'll come full circle. So identity, it's mainly a combination of thoughts that are formed into deep-rooted beliefs or habits, which makes someone act or believe in accordance to said thoughts. And then those thoughts can be either positive or negative. And then those ultimately, you know, form your decision making. And then those decisions you base your identity off of. And then those decisions you base your identity off of. And it's not things like what you do for work or like, what do you like to do? Like, those are things about you. Those aren't necessarily like who you are. Like, those are things. Like, those are things that you like characteristics about you, but that's not who you are. And I was going through some shit. Like, I was fucking going through it. So I was getting like tattoos and stuff like that. And I went to the tattoo artist, and he was like a really, really down to earth guy. Like, he was very knowledgeable. He was very intellectual. Like, he was very in tune to the greater things in life and, you know, the existence of everything and stuff like that. And I think he was playing The Butterfly Effect, the movie on the TV, so I could like watch it while I was getting my tattoo. And in the middle of his tattoo, he was like, "Who are you?" And I was like, well, I started listing off things that, you know, I did. I was like, well, I like to work out. Like, I like to do, he was like, "No, that's not who you are. Like, that's what you like to do." And he was like, "Who are you?" And I was like, I never really thought about it that way. This was like 3 years ago, I think. Or no, 2 years ago. And I was like, I never really thought about it that way. And he's like, everyone on this earth is a creator. And he goes, technically, you are. And I was like, what do you mean you are? And he was like, you are you. Like, you are. That is who you are. But I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, to put it in more understanding terms, you are you. Like, you will always be you. regardless of what you wear, what you think, what you like to do, what your title is, you are going to be you regardless of any of that. Like, you are the aspect of being, you are you.
And I was like, holy shit.
I feel like that's where people kind of get confused, because it's like, well, if that's not who I am, then how the fuck do I know who I am? And I feel like that's something you learn by going through experiences, and those experiences either give you the feeling, like that warm fuzzy feeling of, okay, this is, you know, what's right for me, or this is what feels good to me, or it gives you the feeling of, I didn't really feel like that was, you know, that doesn't really feel in alignment of who I am. And then you continuously go through different experiences until you find what that is that makes you feel that warm and fuzzy feeling. Now, I feel like people often get confused on who they are, because they often, especially with society right now and like social media, they often do things that other people are doing. And it's not bad to do that. Like, it's not bad to try new things, but you have to have some sort of direction, because if you continuously do things that don't feel in alignment with who you are, and you're just doing things that you see other people doing, or saying things, or like practicing certain things that you see other people doing, and you continuously do that, like the first couple of times, it's perfectly fine, but you have to pick up on some sort of direction. Like, if the first couple of times you do something just to try it, just to see if it was for you, and you're like, okay, that didn't really feel like that was for me, but then you keep doing it because you keep seeing other people do it, like it's this trend, that's how trends happen, then half the time, like later down the line, people don't know who the fuck they are. Like, they just keep doing shit that is in accordance to other people's beliefs or other people's form of identity instead of themselves. And that's where you kind of get lost in the sauce. But yeah, I'm not saying it's bad to try new things, because obviously that's how you start to figure out who you are. But getting that sense of direction based on those couple interactions with the new things that you've been doing, tap into the feeling to see if that's for you or if it's not for you, and then pivot based on that feeling. And you'll know, like, there'll be that little voice in your head. Like, listen to the fucking voice. Like, it knows your best interest, even if it's scary. Like, even if you feel like you're gonna fuck up, that's the whole point. But listen to the voice in terms of direction. Like, do something, and if you fuck up, doesn't mean you run away from it. Keep listening to the voice, because it's trying to guide you in a certain direction. It may not be from, you know, that specific thing, but it might be something related to that. So it's like streaming, like you could start streaming video games, but it's like you didn't feel like the aspect of streaming and like playing video games and talking at the same time was for you, because it was like too overstimulating. Then you can start, you know, YouTubing. Like, the aspect of speaking is what your voice was trying to guide you to. It doesn't necessarily have to do with specifically like streaming or specifically content creation or specifically like whatever. Like, it could be like radio hosting or whatever. It's just the aspect of speaking to people and being vulnerable and sharing different perspectives is what that voice was guiding you to, if that makes sense. But yeah, also, I feel like a lot of people struggle with identity, because when we experience different things or drop old habits and pick up new ones, or change our style, or even like do things other people are doing, like how I said earlier, we feel like we have to stick to the one or two things that we've been doing for so long in order to retain this image, quote unquote, of who we are, especially if you've been doing it for so long. Like, if you have been, I'm speaking from experience, if you've been like the face of a company or like the face of a business for so long, for like years, and then you try to detach from that and people only knew you from that specific business, then it's like once you detach, you're kind of like detaching a part of who you are. And then you're kind of like, well, this is kind of weird, because you almost like internalize you as a whole to said business or to said, you know, group or to said friend group or whatever. And it's like people get kind of lost when they start to change from things that they've been attached to or they've been doing for so long. And that's why people are so either hesitant to change, or they try change and then they immediately revert back to, what they were in the past, because there's this disconnect from the person you are now to the person you're trying to become in the future. But I'll get to that. I'll fix that. I'll help you guys fix that whole like clashing of disconnect of trying to change into who you are in the future. But again, if you look at the definition of identity again, it says being who or what a person is. It doesn't mean you have to be whatever you were in the past. It says just being, and changing is being. So you can change from the aspect of changing means from changing from one thing, which is what it is, to another thing, which is also what it is. So that means you have the power to change who you are at any given time. Like, also, who tells us what to believe or what to do? Like, other people can tell you what to believe or do, but the only person that takes action into doing that is you. So therefore, there's no one stopping you from being who you want to be, or thinking how you want to think, or doing what you want to do, except for you. Also, I want to get into image versus identity. So I feel like this is probably the thing that everybody struggles with, like, to the fucking max, like image versus identity. So identity, like we said, is the aspect of being, like being who you are. And then the aspect of being is only determined by you, because again, people can tell you what to do or what to think, but the only person who dictates the action and taking the step into becoming that is you. So therefore, identity is how you view yourself and how you think about yourself, how you take certain actions and stuff like that. Identity versus image. Your image is something that you uphold for the view of someone else or other people. And if you think about it, images are viewed differently by everyone, which is called perspective. So it's like, say like you go to the movie theater and you go watch a new movie and you love the movie. Like, you think like that was the best movie you've ever seen, and you tell your friend to go watch it, and you're like, oh my God, this is such a good movie. And you tell your friend to go watch it, and then they watch the movie and they're like, I don't really think that movie was all that. It's the same movie, but it's perceived differently by two different people, because each person is their own individual and they're viewing the movie from their own perspectives, or the movie is the image, if that makes sense. Therefore, connecting that to reality, how others see you is through the perception of their own thoughts and beliefs, otherwise known as your image. And this is where people get so caught up in trying to uphold this thing, but this thing that they're upholding is not who they are internally. Like, it's clashing with their identity. And if you act in accordance or in alignment to your image, you're going to be fucking lost, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of versions of yourself in the eyes of other people. And again, that's where the confusion or the disconnect starts, because we're so focused on our image, especially with today's society and like how social media displays things that are not as they seem. And we're so focused on our image and not our identity, meaning that we're so worried about our identity not matching up to the image other people have in their minds, which then leads to judgment, you know, ostracizing by them because they're not liking who we are as a person, which is completely fine. That's their perspective. And then also, it's not the goal to be liked by everybody, because you don't like everybody. So it's like, why should you have this expectation that you need to be liked by everybody? You see what I mean? And it's also not realistic. Like, not everybody likes Lady Gaga. Not everybody likes the Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Not everybody likes, you know, Beyonce or Justin Bieber or all these actors, singers, artists, and stuff like that, which is fine. Like, everybody isn't for everybody. But a lot of the times we have this expectation that we need to be for everybody. And then if we're not, then that's where the fear and the judgment and the self-doubt comes in and stuff like that, because we're so focused upholding this image, which isn't matching up with our identity. And then that judgment links to the biologically wired fear of survival, meaning like back in, caveman times, if you were outcasted from the group or the pack, you were pretty much fucking dead, because that's where you got safety. That's where you got food. That's where you got shelter. That's where you got warmth. And the fear of being different, if the fear of your identity not matching up with the image to every single person, which is unrealistic, like I said, which then creates that fear of you're not being included or you're being outcasted in the pack. And then that leads to people pleasing, you know, trying to fit in to feel safe. And then the more you people please and the more you do things or say yes to things or act in alignment with things that don't feel right to you, leads you further and further down the line to you being so lost. And then now you're, you know, you've driven all the way down this road, guided by other people or acting in accordance to things by other people, and you feel fucking empty. And you're kind of like looking back down that road and you're like, holy shit, I have to drive all the way back down this road, back to the start, to try to find who I am again. And another perspective that I wanted to compare it to is a flower. Like, a flower doesn't hesitate to either bloom or die. It just does, because it's a flower. Like, and also, some flowers bloom earlier in the season than others, and some bloom year round. Like, some take years to bloom, but you don't see a flower being like, oh shit, the lilies are out, let me bloom early, if that makes sense. Like, you don't see a peony, I think that's the type of flower, being like, oh, the lilies are out, let me try to bloom early just because they started to bloom early. And then even if you do bloom early, some people might, or some quote unquote flowers might be like, that's not when you're supposed to bloom. You're supposed to bloom at this time or XYZ time. And then the peony is like, well, fuck, maybe I'm not supposed to bloom. And then there's this whole disconnect. Like, really think about it. Like, go scream at a flower and tell it to bloom and see what it does. Like, it's not, because it blooms when it does. Like, any sort of like outside pressuring or outside peer pressure isn't going to make it do what you want it to do or what they want it to do. It's going to do it when it wants to do it, because it is. Now, again, like, I get it's not a conscious living human being with decision-making skills and, you know, a frontal lobe, but thinking about things being things and things doing what they do when they want to do it, regardless of whether this person wants the flowers to bloom earlier or not, it's not going to. It's going to do it when it wants to do it, because it is that thing, and that's how it is supposed to do it. And it only does that because that's what it is, if that makes sense. And that's who you are supposed to be. But the takeaway of that example is, do things in accordance to you and your identity. Don't do things in accordance to an image. Like, regardless of how long you've done something or been somewhere or been in a relationship with somebody or done XYZ, if you want to do something, if you want to make the change, you can. There's no prerequisites. There's no entry fee. There's no timeline. There's no price point. There's no amount of money you need to make. There's no amount of knowledge you need to gain. There's no amount of experience you need to gain. Realistically speaking, like, I'm not saying like go be a doctor tomorrow. Obviously you need to learn, but there's no amount of anything to make the decision to start to do something just because you've been in some situation prior before that. You're the only one that can give yourself permission to do whatever it is that you want to do. Everything else, like all those beliefs, all those limiting beliefs, all those fears, all those, you know, judgment, all those feelings of imposter syndrome or whatever the case may be, are things that you're doing in accordance to an image, because it's relating to perception of outside forces rather than yourself. And it's hard because we're hardwired that way. Like, we're hardwired to fit in. Like I was saying earlier, like in caveman times, we needed to fit in to survive. And then that's carried over with us to, you know, as of now. But I feel like it's kind of amplified because everybody's doing everything all of the time. And then everyone's in constant comparison to that. I mean, it's good to compare in like in terms of getting better, but when it starts to or limit us from doing the things that we want to do because we haven't done what Curtis has done, or we haven't done what Bobby's done yet because he did this and that's what made him do this, or that's what got him into starting this, we don't have to do that. That was because, again, that's Bobby. If I were to place two sunflowers, one in its like natural habitat and like its natural, you know, efficient growing environment, and another one in like a basement with one window, one sunflower is going to grow more efficiently, and it's going to grow in different patterns and going to undergo different steps and different processes of that growth. That flower in the basement might have to undergo longer steps or extra steps to get to that same level of growth, but that doesn't mean those extra steps or those longer steps are either right or wrong. That's just what they had to do in order to grow to whatever level that we're comparing the growth to, like say like 12 inches or whatever. That doesn't necessarily mean that those extra steps that flower in the basement had to go through was wrong, or was like wrong in terms of the steps that they took. Like, be who you want to be, like do what you want to do. Like for me, I wanted to do a podcast for so long because I would talk to my friends about this type of shit all the time. And like at the end of all of our conversations, I would get so in depth, and like, because I've learned so much and I've learned to reflect and grow from my mistakes and grow as a person and like be able to reflect on past situations and like allow myself to evolve from that and stop those reoccurring patterns or stop those self-limiting beliefs or fix those attachment wounds or allow myself to do things that I've been wanting to do this entire time. And again, I'm not perfect. I'm still, you know, battling with shit, and it's a process. Like regardless of what I was saying earlier, those beliefs, those, you know, those traumas, those attachment wounds and stuff like that, we're still human. Like, it's not that we can snap our fingers and get rid of them, but you can still choose to do the things that you want to do, even if you still have those beliefs or those feelings or those traumas or whatever the case may be. I've just gotten good at dissecting all of these issues and being able to give feedback on them and helping people in an in-depth level that some people might not be able to think about like that, and without the help of like a little kick, if that makes sense. And that's what I want to do. And like, I feel like every single time I talk to people about this stuff, like I get like a little glimmer. And like a glimmer, if you don't know, is like the opposite of a trigger. Like every single time I talk to somebody about like this in-depth level stuff, it lights up a fire inside me, and like it feels right. Like it feels so good. Like it feels so in alignment of who I am to talk about this stuff on like such a deep level, to the point where I've been pondering about doing a podcast for so long. But then it's like those beliefs where it was like, oh, I don't think I should, like I don't have this much amount of money yet. I'm only 23. Like, do I know what I'm talking about yet? But it's like, again, I know I don't know everything, but I know enough. Age is nothing but a number. Like, I know grown adults that still struggle with, you know, attachment wounds, and I'm not like bashing them for that, but it's like I spent a whole year and a half studying like attachment wounds and like going to therapy and reading books all about like how to overcome like attachment wounds and stuff like that. And it's like, I'm not bashing, you know, grown adults, because it's like, maybe they haven't become aware that they're not defective as a person. It's just something that they need to fix, something that happened to them in the past. What happens to us as a child isn't our fault, but it is our responsibility to become aware and change those maladaptive behaviors that we engage in when certain things happen, like getting into a relationship or, you know, confrontation or abandonment and stuff like that. So yeah, I want to be as vulnerable as possible. Like, I very much value like authenticity, and it's like I'm gonna go in depth of like super super raw stuff. Like, this is like only the tip of the iceberg. But yes, and then also I feel like identity also plays into something called self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is a person's belief keyword belief, in their ability to perform specific actions to achieve a desired outcome. And it's also shown that self-efficacy is based on past actions, and those past actions determines whether or not you believe you can do XYZ actions to become who you want to become in the future. So let's say you want to become like the world's number one, you know, basketball star. And in the past, you've lost game after game after game after game. Those past actions determines your ability to perform at whatever level you can perform at as of right now. So the fact that you've lost game after game determines whether or not you think you're capable of becoming that number one basketball star in the future. And that's what limits a lot of people, because again, like I was talking about earlier, of identity, where it's like, even with me, like me wanting to start this podcast, I was like, I've never done anything like this before. My beliefs weren't aligning with the goals that I wanted to achieve in the future, because I haven't taken the actions that would achieve that goal for me in the future. And doing things like that, it's going to keep you in the same spot. Things that you want to achieve in the future, like being self-employed, like being an entrepreneur, like earning a lot of money, stuff like that. If you haven't done actions that align with those beliefs, you're not going to take more actions. And again, I'm kind of feeling it right now, because like I had this whole fucking script like written up. I was in my car. I was like typing away in the gym. Like I was like, oh, this feels good. But like now, like I'm drawing blanks, because it's like the beliefs that I have or the actions that I've taken in the past don't align with the capabilities of me achieving this goal that I have in the future. But the one thing that will fix that is doing it anyway, regardless of whether or not you believe you can do it or not. And that means doing it with the flaws, like with all, like with me doing this podcast, like doing it with all the ahs and the ums and stuff like that, doing it like imperfect, because perfectionism is also something I struggle with as well. And it's like, that will keep you grounded and that will keep you stagnant. But it's like, you have to keep doing it anyway, because if you change, in order to change a belief in your ability to perform specific actions to achieve that desired outcome, you have to take different actions, because those actions will change your beliefs, which ties into your identity. So takeaway, do shit that you want to do, even if you don't believe in doing it, and do it, fuck up along the way, like do it incorrectly, do it with the flaws, do it with the ahs and the ums, do it scared, do it imperfect, just fucking do it. And ultimately create this image of who you want to become, and it'll start to become even more believable and even more attainable and more of a reality. And it's like, again, like think about it. You can do whatever it is you want to do. The only thing that stops you is you. It's like, I have goals to become so successful, and it's like, I tell myself these positive affirmations every single day. It's the fact that nothing is happening yet, like I'm not gaining results or anything yet, is because I haven't been doing things to act in accordance to what my goals are, because I haven't achieved results that line up to the goals that I want to achieve. In order to change that, I have to do things that act in alignment to what it is I want to achieve, whether or not I believe I can do it. And the belief in how I do it is going to affect performance. Like, it's not going to be as perfect as I think it's going to be, but that's okay. Like, it's the fact that you do it and then you improve from that past action over time. It's like the domino effect. It gets better and better every single time. And yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. If you like this episode, leave a comment, review, let me know what you think. I have a whole bunch more episode topics already lined up. I think I have like 37 to be exact, so there's more coming for sure. I was like in the gym writing out like all the notes and everything like that, so there's gonna be more. And then some might be longer than this, like some topics might require an hour to talk about, especially things like attachment wounds, fears, heartbreaks, isolation, emotional intelligence, self-acceptance, feeling behind, letting go of the past, stuff like that. And then I'm also going to make like a Google forum to like do a Q&A. It's going to be called In Your Shoes. So I'm going to be giving you advice based on if I was in your shoes, and you can, it'll be anonymous. Like, you don't have to put your name or anything like that, but I'll just still give feedback on the podcast, and you can listen to it, and it'll be shared with like a greater audience just in case there's people that are struggling with the same thing. So yeah, if you liked, leave a comment, review, let me know what you think. Everybody be safe. Take care. I'll see you guys in the next one.